If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
So every Christmas, somebody gives you something that is not what you wanted.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh, another cutting board.
I actually need a cutting board.
Americans will return $170 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Worth of Christmas shopping this week alone.
Oh, my. Have you tried, for whatever reason, just to stroll into a post office this week or a UPS store? I don't need your study. I went in to actually mail something to my mother, not returning anything. I opened the door. There are 96,438 people in line. I'm like, nope. Mom, you're going
to
be late.
T went to the post office this afternoon to get her new passport. Because, you know, sometime in 2026, we're going to do what we do every year.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to Cancun. And she needs a new passport. She was at the post office in Western Shawnee, which is a pretty decent-sized post office.
Did she have an appointment?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
For 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm surprised it was that...
Short?
Short, yes. You do have to make an appointment if that's going to go
well, then
smoothly.
I'm sure she had one.
Hmm.
I mean, she's not dumb. But anyway, yeah, she was at the post office for an hour and 20 minutes. Americans will return $170 billion worth of stuff. Even worse, a lot of the fast fashion that you're bringing back won't even be resold. Instead, places like, is it Zara, H&M,
yeah, and then
Shine?
There's those pallet stores where all of the returned crap go into these pallet areas, and people go and sift through these stores for your stuff that you didn't want. And it's like pennies on the dollar.
Listen to this. Places like Zara, H&M, Shine, or Sheen, and even Amazon send a good chunk of the returned stuff straight to a landfill.
Oh, no. We should not be allowing that.
Why?
We should not be allowing that.
Total returns, by the way, for the retail industry in the United States. This is according to the National Retail Federation, the NRF. Total returns, not just Christmas, but total returns in the United States will total $850 billion.
Okay.
Dollars.
We have a consumption problem.
Yes.
In these United States.
Yes.
We do.
Would you care to guess what percentage of online sales this year were returned?
What percentage of online sales? So like Amazon and everything else.
Anything. It doesn't.
Anything.
You bought it online. Mm. You didn't go into a store to buy it. You bought it online. What percent of those goods are sent back?
It's going to make me sick. Is it 20%?
It is 20%.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad, but it's not as bad as it could be.
Yep.
So 2 things out of 10, basically. 2 items out of 10 are sent back. This is why,
or the easier
ladies,
math would be 1 out of 5.
You do not ever buy shoes, swimsuits, and dare I say clothing online. It doesn't work. There are certain things you still have to go in to try on.
I got the same gift from 2 different people this year.
I only told one person
that I wanted it. My mom got me a new bathrobe.
Yeah.
The Stafford has been retired. After 30 years... The Stafford has been retired.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw that one away because it had holes in the armpits.
That was
nobody's
bad.
Going to want it. But Tasha's mom got me a bathrobe too. The exact same one.
Mm.
The only person I told I wanted a bathrobe from was my mom.
You know what? Her mom has seen your other bathrobe and she's in therapy.
Well, why would her mother ever see me in a bathrobe?
She went and purchased a bathrobe for you.
A bathrobe is like
I had to avert my eyes and I'm not doing it again.
Isn't a bathrobe like kind of considered intimate apparel?
No.
You don't think so?
My grandma used to call it a house coat. I'm in my house coat.
Would you walk outside in your bathroom and let the neighbors see you?
If it's spring and I'm just running the dog outside real quick, backyard, yes. Front yard, no.
See, I'll do backyard bathrobe, front yard no bathrobe.
Yeah, backyard yes, front yard.
Front yard, I just
might as well
naked.
Register.
Yep. 82% of consumers say that free returns are an important consideration when they shop online.
Yeah. We are gluttonous with our consumption.
It's out of hand.
Someone used to say to me, with reduce, reuse, and recycle, reuse is great. Recycle is great. We suck at reduce, and that's the most
important.
We have to reduce our consumption. Reduce our plastics. Reduce.
I think you just used, if I'm not mistaken, the word gluttonous.
Yeah, we are gluttonous.
We are gluttonous. Why? I mean, all we do
is return.
We're like cicadas.
I know.
Really, we are. We literally just consume everything around us. Why is that?
I don't know. I wish it wasn't the case.
Now, I will say this. I have a lot of flaws. I am a flawed man. Everybody knows that.
But?
The one thing I don't do is buy things I don't need.
I know you don't. You don't.
I mean, this sweatshirt is...
Think about the
10 years old.
There is
nothing that I am wearing that I bought for myself.
I know. Think about the footprint.
Even my socks.
Globally. With the gas and the emissions and all of that from taking the product from point A to the retail place, from the retail place to you, mm-hmm. back from you to the retail place, then from the retail place to the landfill or the pallet shop.
Why would they? But here's what I don't understand. And maybe those of you in the retail industry can explain this to me. Why would a retailer
dump it?
Throw away what you returned. That doesn't make any sense. I mean,
why not at least,
donate it
to every domestic violence shelter in America would never need clothing for the women and children coming in with nothing but the clothes on their backs.
I mean, at least be like, you know, the stores that print up, you know, not to bring up bad news, but the Chiefs winning Super Bowl 59 last year, which they didn't.
Or the NCAA champion that year.
And that ends up in some foreign country. And some kid who can't afford to put clothing on his back, or his parents can't afford to put clothing on their back, are walking around with, you know, Super Bowl 59 champions, Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
And they couldn't care less that it's
really
not real.
Is that a good use of that stuff either? Can we not wait one day to print the shirt so you don't always have thousands of t-shirts that don't?
You know why? You know why they can't?
Because we're gluttonous with our consumption.
Boom. Because if Dana, if you and I both own a t-shirt printing business,
yeah,
okay, and you're going to be eco-friendly,
yeah,
all right, and you're going to wait until the end of the Super Bowl and then race down to your factory and start printing off Philadelphia Eagles t-shirts.
Yeah, you've already missed the boat.
People are going to head out as soon as the game is over if their team wins.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're going to go buy t-shirts. Immediately after the game, they.
What if all of the retailers got together and said, "Okay, we won't do it until the next day"?
Okay.
You know that wouldn't happen.
What if every country got together and said, "We're going to cut down on our carbon emission"?
Right. Okay. You go first.
Yeah, you go first. And so, in the interest of making a dollar, I'm going to print off. You know, I'm selling these t-shirts for $20 a pop, $25 bucks a pop.
Probably costs $2 to make it.
Exactly. So I'm going to eat the whatever cost it is to print up the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 59 mm-hmm. winners, and then I'm going to rake in the profits on Super Bowl 59 winners, Philadelphia Eagles.
Let me ask you this. If we are so gluttonous in our consumption, which we are, mm-hmm. why do so many billions of dollars in gift cards go unused every single year? The gift card is the greatest scam we've talked ourselves into. Because we give the gift card, mm-hmm. the store gets the credit for selling the gift card, and then there is no consumption because so many of us throw it in a drawer and never use it.
Well, that's certainly one. I can think of three reasons why people would not use a gift card.
Okay.
Number one, I threw it in a drawer, totally forgot. It's in my it's in the junk drawer in the kitchen. It's buried underneath, you know, my Christmas mailing list
sure.
and whatever. I lost it, or you bought me a gift card for something I don't want.
Maybe. How many times have you gone to Target or Walmart and thought, I have a gift card, or I have, like, you know, if you go to take something back and they give you store credit,
mm-hmm.
I do it all the time. Like, I think we have a gift card here.
See, this year, I was going to do gift cards. I usually do gift cards. The only gift card I bought was I bought my mom a Barnes & Noble gift card because she loves to read.
Yeah.
But everybody else, and you know, we did a story, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, 60% of Americans say they prefer cash for a gift over anything else.
You know why? You won't lose cash.
Right.
We will lose the card, and we all carry a wallet. It really doesn't make sense.
So for my niece, my nephew, and my sister-in-law, I gave all three of them cash.
Here's cash.
Mm-hmm. Cash is king.
Cash is king.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Dana here for Dr. Tag and the Center for Nutrition in Leawood, where a new year is almost here. Why don't you start the new year looking better, feeling better, with more energy with my team from the Center for Nutrition? I'm actually popping in there tomorrow. Call now. Remember, at the Center for Nutrition, your personal weight loss transformation comes with all sorts of things: healthy aging support, lab monitoring, hormone replacement, diabetes management, and medical monitoring every step of the way, so that you don't sacrifice muscle health, bone health, while you are shedding pounds during your transformation. Appointments fill so quickly at the end of the year. Call now, 913-814-8222. Let's ring in the new year together, looking better, feeling better, with more energy, more confidence. Book now, 913-814-8222 or tagnutrition.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Coming up in just a little bit, we now know how much money scammers made off with in Bitcoin ATM scams in the year 2025.
If you listen to nothing that we talk about all year long, please lean in and listen to this. We had this conversation last night in our very own family. Call up mom and dad and say, there has been an explosion in these scam phone calls. In fact, a friend of mine who's in banking today said, I'm sorry I couldn't come out and meet you. I'm on the phone with a client and it's fraud.
Oh, man.
It's everywhere. So if you remember nothing from this whole year, pick up the phone and have the conversation with mom and dad and say, this is what they're going to say when they call and they claim they are your bank. They're going to say, don't tell anyone else. We need you to withdraw some money and bring it to point A or point B, or go to a convenience store and shove in a bunch of cash in a Bitcoin machine because your money's been compromised. Mm-hmm. A bank's been robbed. We're not sure if you're involved. Don't tell anyone.
Especially and they will tell the police.
Don't tell police and do not tell anyone in your family because they might be in on it. You need to act out the way these conversations sound. Hmm. And then and only then will this start to slow down.
913-586-7798. Nick in Lake Charles. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, I was listening and you had asked the question as to why sometimes retailers might discard of certain items, you know, without maybe donating them or doing something of that nature. Mm-hmm. I've worked for the same retailer like off and on for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are certain things that as an associate, we would take into consideration whether or not we would actually take an item back and put it back on the shelf or if we would discard it, especially once COVID hit, the rules kind of changed. And so I know that it was up to our discretion whether or not we seemed to fit of like if there were germs on the item that was being returned or if there were certain smells that didn't come out of a clothing or a product, we would discard those things because we deemed it fit of like, hey, if there's
unsanitary or something.
Yeah, you can't get those things out, and so it's better to just discard it and not donate it because some things you just can't do. And so a lot of times it's really up to an associate to see, they assess the item and see whether or not it's deemed to go back on the shelf. And so I know, again, some of the rules have changed over the years just because you have to observe the item and see if it can go back on the shelf. And if it's deemed fit to go back, it can go and get resold. But those are my thoughts on it just because I've worked, again, like I said, for the same retailer for a number of years. And there are just certain rules in which, you know, apply. And so sometimes you just have to discard it for the sake of, you know, the next person who might get it. Yeah. And some things just aren't deemed to go back on the shelf.
But what if, like, take the two bathrobes I got this year. I don't need to. I ended up giving the other one to T. But if I wanted to return the one that I didn't need, wasn't going to use. I never put it on. It's out of the bag though.
Yeah.
And it came in a plastic wrap. But I did take it out of the bag cause I didn't know what it was. When I opened it, would you guys take that back? It's never been worn and put that back on a shelf.
As long as, like, I think one of the first things we would look for is, like, are the original tags still on it? And if not, we would just ask a few questions. But as long as it's in good order and it looks like it hasn't been used, then most of the time it goes back on the shelf and there's no issue with that whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah, I can understand with, you know, underwear and swimsuits and stuff like that, which why would you buy any of that online? I don't understand.
But see, the based on the numbers where it said, you know, it's 20% of online purchases end up getting returned. That tells me that people are buying it knowing full well that if
irresponsibly.
Yes, absolutely. Which is why I'm a huge fan of brick and mortar and not online purchases.
Okay, here's my question. Why, if we're all just willy-nilly buying it and we know that I'll just take it back, why do retailers not start saying, even Amazon, are you sure you want to buy this? We're going to start charging you to return.
Well, they should. Quite
you know,
frankly,
like Best Buy used to have that restock fee. And if you like left with a TV, you come back, they would ding you for a restock fee, which I always thought was like, give me a break. But you get my point. If you started charging people to return it, I think the returns would go down dramatically.
Well, but here's the problem is Amazon's competitors, and I know nobody can name one, but there's probably a couple somewhere, would continue with the free return. If Amazon said we're gonna
somebody would.
If Amazon said we're going to start charging you, you know, $3, whatever, for every returned item, then some other mom and pop coming up through the online ranks is going to say, hey, Amazon's doing it, but we won't charge you a dime. Come with us. And here's the other reason that they don't charge you. Most of them don't charge you to send it back. 80% of the time, you won't. 80% of the time, whatever you bought, you're going to keep. Only 20% of the time do we have to eat a restocking fee or run the risk of having to throw it away.
Let's look up what are the most returned categories of items. And I bet you it's clothing.
Let's grab Mike and Waldo while I do that. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Scott and Dana. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Listening to you, and you need to watch a Netflix documentary I just watched about a week ago called Buy Now, The Shopping Conspiracy. It will make you sick.
Tell me more.
It talks about the what you've been talking about, the clothing that's returned, and how most of it is not ever used again, and that it's sent to the country in Ghana, a ton of it, and it washes up on their shores, on their beaches. And they'll go to the where they put them in the dumpsters. They'll take the clothing and they'll slash it and destroy it because people were dumpster diving to get the free clothing, and they didn't want them to do that. They didn't want that image of people going into their dumpsters to get their clothing.
Oh, that makes me ill.
Mike, tell me again the name of this documentary.
It's called Buy Now, The Shopping Conspiracy. It's about an hour and a half long.
Okay.
And I saw it on Netflix about a week ago, and I had to watch it, but it's very disturbing.
What is it about the nation of Ghana that is so appealing for returns?
That's where they like to send them because they think they can distribute them to the people there, and they're overwhelmed. The people that they can't get them all, they can't use them all, and it washes on their shores, it's on their beaches, and it just goes to waste.
Huh.
I don't know why Ghana's picked. I don't remember them mentioning that really.
Okay,
Mike, thank you for the call. The most returned online items are overwhelmingly
apparel,
clothing, shoes, and accessories. Yep. With apparel leading by a significant margin due to fit issues, color discrepancies, and shoppers doing something called bracketing, which is buying multiple sizes and colors
of the same item.
Of the same item to choose the one at home, which is why you don't buy clothing online.
Which is why I'm still a big fan. If I am going to buy clothing, and it's rare when I do, but when I do, I always go brick and mortar unless it's like a Kiss t-shirt or
this
something
says electronics
like that.
Are less frequent, Scott, but are also major return culprits, especially TVs, because they're costly and prone to damage. Why would you online TV shop?
I'd go to Nebraska Furniture Mart or Furniture Mall of Kansas.
Walmart or Target. That's something that is so readily available.
Other items that often get returned are home goods like furniture and decor, and toys and beauty products, often because of buyer disappointment or unmet promises.
Look, when you put that dress on that you saw online, you are not going to look like Reese Witherspoon in that dress.
No, you're not.
I think people see the model, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at her. She's so cute in that Draper James outfit. Then you go, and when you go and try it on, you're like, oh, hell, I don't look anything like Reese Witherspoon. But somehow online, you think if I just click on it, that looks so good on her. Yes, she's Reese Witherspoon. Everything looks good on her.
And that ointment is not going to make you look 10 years younger.
Mm.
Let's go to Dawn in Kansas City before we take a quick break. Hello, Dawn.
So you guys make me laugh, first of all. Secondly, yes, I have returned apparel because the sizing charts and the sizing is so different from manufacturer to manufacturer. Like, I could buy a medium t-shirt in one group, and then I'd have to turn around and buy a 3X and another because the sizing, it's just so weird how the sizing differs from manufacturer to manufacturer. But
and the sizing charts don't work, Don.
No, they don't. No, they don't, which is why I return stuff. And I am also guilty of getting multiple items in different sizes to see which one will actually fit.
And that's called, what's that called, racking?
Bracketing.
Bracketing.
Is it possible, yeah, Don, to find one brand that you just stick with and then buy that brand online because you know how it fits?
And I have tried that, but like just recently I purchased a vest. Mm-hmm. And I have looked and looked and looked for the one that I absolutely love that I have worn for years. But it's not there anymore. So now I'm looking for different ones and I'm trying to find one that necessarily makes me look like Reese Witherspoon.
Real quick, Doug. That's fine. Super quick, 20 seconds or less. Why not shop brick and mortar?
Because they don't generally. I am a female that likes to wear male shirts, and they're either way too long and make it look like a dress, or they're way too short.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do what I want it to do.
Or the shoulders are too big. Yep.
913-586-7798. That is Jason High. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Before we get to the Bitcoin scammers, the Bitcoin ATMs, real quick, Beth in Lee's Summit. Beth, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Brick and mortar for plus size girls is not around anymore. Catherine's is gone. Lane Bryant is gone.
I forgot about that, Beth.
You have to do it online now. Yeah, you have to do it all online now.
I never thought about that because a lot of the other, like, just think of big box stores like Target or even Macy's. They all have sections for curvier women, but you're right. I don't know the last time I saw.
They may not fit right or feel good.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the way they're made sucks.
I don't know why they would have closed the brick and mortar in that sort of genre, because the average size of the American woman, I think, is a size 12 or a 14.
So you're speaking French to me.
It's not a tiny little zero or a two. And so you would think there is a greater need for those sizes.
I'm not being disrespectful, so please don't misunderstand. You said 12 or 14. Is that a larger woman?
No, like I vacillate in between 10 and 12.
Okay.
I wear some 10s. I wear some 12s.
And like zero is rail thin.
Zero is teeny tiny.
Okay. The FBI said that fraudsters in 2025, this is from ABC News, said fraudsters in 2025 bilked Americans out of more than $333 million with ruses perpetrated using Bitcoin ATM machines, a market uptick over previous years as the popularity of cryptocurrencies continues to grow. The new statistics, which document fraudulent transactions using cryptocurrency kiosks, reflect a, quote, clear and constant rise that is not slowing down, according to a spokesperson with the FBI. In 2024, for example, scammers caused roughly $250 million in losses. This year, just through November, it was up to $333 million.
Why are we allowing these machines in gas stations?
There are more than 45,000 Bitcoin ATMs nationwide that allow users to insert cash and then send it to a digital wallet anywhere in the world. It takes only a few minutes. Once the transaction is executed, experts say the money can be nearly impossible to recover.
Didn't we look this up? And the overwhelming percentage of fraud.
93% of all transactions at a Bitcoin ATM are fraudulent.
Fraud.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I
or
know
linked to fraud.
There are people that could say, well, it's not the machine's fault. There's no reason for anyone who legitimately wants to trade or buy Bitcoin to need a convenience store to do it. And if we know that 93% of those transactions are fraud, remove the machines from the – put them in a bank. Put it in a bank where you physically have to go up to a teller and say, I would like to take $20,000 of my life savings and shove it in that machine. And then if the person looks confused, no matter what age, the teller can then say, or slide a note, dare I say, which happened here in Olathe a few weeks ago,
right.
Slide a note that says, you are being scammed, hang up the phone.
Yep. Would you care to guess the median age of someone who is scammed using a Bitcoin ATM?
68.
Higher.
72.
71.
I'm here to tell you, if you see someone in their late 60s and up, but certainly 70s and 80s, standing at a Bitcoin machine in a convenience store,
they are being scammed.
Call 911. They are being scammed.
Nobody over the age of 70 buys Bitcoin for a legal reason.
The glasses are down. I can see my mom and dad. The glasses are down on their nose. They're talking into their phone. They're looking agitated and confused because they don't know what a Bitcoin machine is.
Or how to send the Bitcoin once they've purchased it with cash. Cash.
I'm telling you right now, I know you're not a fan of new laws, but it should be, if you were around when, like, President Carter was in office, you're not allowed to use a Bitcoin machine.
Dana, I was alive when President
None
Carter
None of us
was-
know how to use a Bitcoin machine. That's why I picked Carter. Carter and up. No, it's not for you.
Okay.
If you remember where you were when the Challenger exploded, you are not to go near a Bitcoin machine.
If you
Problem solved.
If you watched Prince Charles and Princess Diana get married live on TV, no Bitcoin for you. Okay.
New rule.
Well, here's the problem. If these statistics are true and accurate, that, and you're right, I'm not a fan of new laws or the government telling me what to do or how to handle my own money. But if 93% of all transactions are fraudulent, then maybe we do need to remove these machines,
Scott,
from gas stations.
I can't buy Sudafed.
I know.
Without showing a driver's license and telling some 17-year-old kid in a grocery store that I would like some Sudafed. Okay?
Yeah. And they take down your information.
Are we allowing this on any level? I can't get my ADD meds that I've been on now for 15 years, 20 years, without going and seeing a doctor every 3 months to prove to them that I'm somehow not manufacturing meth.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we are allowing our elderly citizens, and not just elderly, again, I think really anyone over the age of 40, we are allowing people to go in and be scammed. That's exactly what this is.
I mean, so think about this. If you own a gas station, right, and there's one not far from my house that has a Bitcoin ATM right inside the front door, okay?
Yeah.
If you're the owner, and I know the owner a little bit, you know, say hello.
What kind of percentage are you getting that makes it worth what's happening?
If this is accurate, these statistics, that means fewer than 1 out of 10 people that ever put a dollar into that ATM, that Bitcoin ATM,
right,
are doing it because they want to buy Bitcoin.
Yep. And in fact, in one local case, and it was out of Leawood, the owner of the convenience store called police, saw what was happening with the woman who looked confused and said, hey, I think you're being scammed. That's one example we've been given from police. And I'm not saying there aren't others where convenience store folks have stepped in. I hope that there are others.
I would hope that they
But I'm telling you, the bank tellers at the point where you're going to withdraw large amounts of cash and the convenience store clerks are the only front line against this until someone comes up with a law. And what it's going to take, I hate to say it, it's going to take some of our ding-a-ling lawmakers in Washington, D.C., whose mothers have their accounts wiped out by this, and then all of a sudden we'll see movement on this in Washington.
But why not, if we're going to follow this train of thought, this would not be some guy from, you know, Nigeria reaching out to you online telling you to go buy Bitcoin at an ATM at a gas station, but just ATMs in general, which are in gas stations. They're everywhere.
There's been a time or two that I've pulled $20 out of a gas station ATM.
But what I'm saying is, what would prevent somebody from saying, coming up to you in a parking lot, right?
Right.
And saying, Dana, I know where your kids are, or I know where your mom and dad live. If you want them to live, you need to go to the ATM down the street and come back with $300.
Okay, that's sketchy. And you would say, okay, I'm going to do that, but then you would call 911. The way that they're getting to you is you're lonely and they're being so nice. You know, please don't tell anyone. We really think that the bank teller might be in on this, but we're going to need, you know, they prey on people who are lonely, which is why I'm here to tell you.
And
if you remember,
starting to lose their faculties,
Mr. Hooper from Sesame Street and the episode where he died, no ATM Bitcoin thing for you.
You're on fire with the history today.
It was so sad when Mr. Hooper died.
You are on fire. All right, 913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to 913-586-7798. Hey, don't forget, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tomorrow is our last live Dana and Parks show of 2025. We will be doing, in this hour tomorrow, Festivus Wednesday, because it's been more than a week since we've done a Festivus. Last one was last Tuesday. So Festivus Wednesday tomorrow to send us off into the new year, and that is brought to you by Q39.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. And we're talking about this report from ABC News. The FBI is reporting today that fraudsters, that's ne'er-do-wells, bilked Americans out of more than $333 million in 2025 through scams using Bitcoin ATM machines. That's up from $250 million in 2024. 913-586-7798. Ty, hang tight. We'll be with you in a second. Keep in mind that there are statistics suggesting that 93% of all Bitcoin ATM transactions are fraudulent in nature. Not necessarily that the person inserting the money is committing the fraud. They're sending the money to somebody who is defrauding them. 93% of all transactions at a gas station Bitcoin ATM. Ty in Kansas City. Hello, Ty.
Hello, David Scott. Love the show.
Thank you.
Love the show. Specifically because you guys are talking about this topic right here. My mother went through this. She put thousands and thousands of dollars into a Bitcoin machine. And it was honestly probably about 30 grand before I caught on to it.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my God, Ty.
Yes. Yeah. So I took her phone. I knew something was going on. I took her phone. And they actually have you take pictures of you at the Bitcoin machine feeding the money into it. And I could see her doing that in this video.
It breaks my heart. Ty, what was their angle? Why were they telling her she needed to do this?
From what she tells me, and I can never get a straight answer out of her, is that they were telling her she was going to get a big return. That's all I knew that they were telling her.
Yeah.
So she mortgaged her house. She was a year away from retirement.
Oh my God!
Would have been free of everything. Mortgaged her house for 30 grand. Gave all that money away, all of it, before I caught on. And I ended up having to go to get her together. I had to, you know, threaten her with lawyers and stuff like that because they are very convincing when it comes to whatever scam they got going on.
She didn't believe you were trying to help her.
No.
Because they had turned her away or against you.
Yes.
Ty, I am so sorry, but I'm so thankful you're telling that story because if one person listening just has the conversation on the front end with your mom and dad, have the conversation tonight. Say, I was listening to Dayton and Parks. This is happening all over town because it is.
Oh, yeah.
And they are so crafty when they are trying to get you to pull your money out or mortgage your house.
Oh, yes. And I had to be more crafty than they were because I had to figure out what she was doing. So I had a tracker on her phone, like, you know, how you can track 360 or whatever.
Yeah, like 360, yeah.
Yes. I seen her at a smoke shop. What are a 65 woman, a woman doing at a smoke shop? So I called the smoke shop and they said, yes, she's at the machine. But in their contract, it states that they cannot talk to anybody, help them, or anything with that Bitcoin machine.
Oh, well, isn't that convenient?
Now, that's what they told me. That's what the smoke shop told me. If someone asks for help or anything, they direct them to the number on the Bitcoin machine.
You know why? And I'm just spitballing here. The reason is because the owners of Bitcoin or the machines know that if the smoke shop owner or the gas station owner were to go over and say, hey, you know, I notice you're loading a lot of money into that Bitcoin machine, they, being the owners of the Bitcoin machine or Bitcoin itself, would lose 93% of their business.
Yes. Yes.
Does your mom now recognize that she was taken advantage of?
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
And she's actually handed all her finances and things to me. So I do all that for her. I watch everything that's coming in and out of her account, everything like that. So, yes. But you have to be like I was adamant, like on her about what she's doing. You have to, like, when it comes to your parents, they think they know everything more than you.
Yeah.
So you have to be adamant with them and stay on them about what they're doing, who they're sending money to. Don't send money. Don't do gift cards. Don't receive checks and put it into your account, things like that. Because my mom was doing all of that.
I'm so sorry, Ty.
I'm so sorry, but thank you so much for the call. I do think it's going to help someone else. What if we tied our parents' Life 360 to the Bitcoin machine? And every time your aging mom or dad goes within 50 yards of a Bitcoin machine, an alarm goes off.
But you are
about to be scammed. I'm just a Quick Trip trying to walk past the bathroom.
Lynn and Lee Summit, we have 30 seconds. Can you do it?
I can do it.
All right, go ahead.
I've been in banking for almost 50 years, and what we've seen in the last 2 to 3 years would make people so sick. It's just crazy. I caught a lady, not a customer, but at a convenience store very close to where I work. And the manager called and said, hey, I need you over here, ran over. And I looked down, she's at the machine. I looked down at her purse, and there's about $6,000 in her purse. And I told her, I said, just stop, light a match to it. You're not getting it back. No. Long story short, she'd already put $36,000 in that machine.
Oh, my word.
No.
Okay.
Talk to your family tonight, you guys. Please talk to everybody.
All right, we got to get moving. The bonus hour is coming up in just a couple of minutes right after the news. Birthdays today. LeBron James is 41. Tiger Woods is 50. Patti Smith is 79. And Jeff Lynn from ELO is 78. On behalf of our producer today, Jason, hi. Great job again, young man. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.